sad pony.
Hey. Yeah.
Penny X.
I need someone to be patient with me. Someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be. But deep down I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pit bull, but dolly, mommy. I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind, I'ma call away, mommy. Come and rescue me.
Yeah.
Take me out the club.
Yeah.
Take me out the trap. Take me out the market. Take me out the meth. I'm tryna hit the group chat.
Tell them, Mister.
When you get a nigga, what you tell the group chat?
I be like, room. I not to play with you.
When you get a nigga, what you tell the group
Cause
chat?
Cause we talked about you a lot.
Y'all was talking about me in the group chat.
Oh yeah.
What was y'all saying?
Girl, don't worry about all that. But you was topic of discussion.
Bad news bears.
Oh, okay.
I already know. And then positive. Ain't never nothing positive.
Welcome back to another episode.
Another one.
Nah. Of Hood and Holistic Podcast. I'm Ash.
I'm Court.
And we in this thing. This is episode 80.
Oh my God. We finally made it to 80 episodes.
Come on now.
Shout out to us.
Shout out to us.
Shout out to us.
Yeah.
We barely got to this movie.
We here though. So shout out
the
to
logistics
y'all.
Matters not.
Shout out to y'all for holding it down. And for the people who are new, for the people who've been here, we appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
We're gonna get into some things.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tapping into Hood and Holistic Podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. I believe we're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google. Whatever Google got going on over there.
And also, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we on YouTube, too. So check us out. Hood and Holistic. Hood X Holistic. I know it's a whole lot of variations of Hood and Holistic out there now.
But, yeah. Hood Exhalistic, that's how you find you.
Y'all lucky that we so blessed, because I ain't got to put no paperwork in nobody's life this year.
Exactly. Ain't even got
all
the time,
is forgiven.
Too.
So. All is forgiven with me.
Okay. Yogi
Not
court.
All, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
But yeah.
Not all.
Yeah. Y'all can also drop us a little love donation on Cash App, $ Hood Exhalistic.
Yes, we appreciate that, you know. Keep the lights on and whatnot,
you know,
for
what I'm saying. Get the lights on. You know, you got a couple of more lights to pay.
You know what I'm
more
saying?
More light bills to pay.
You know.
Nah, but yeah, we appreciate y'all listening and rating and shouting us out. People listening to old stuff and tagging. And
yes.
So if y'all tag Hood X Holistic Podcast on Instagram, y'all can tag Where to My Afro. The Seafood Diet on Instagram. That's where you can find me. So thank y'all for just having a conversation about the podcast and keeping us going when we not as present.
You know, because we're present in spirit.
We're omnipresent.
You silly.
We're everywhere.
No,
but for real.
Okay, get yourself.
I got me a cute drink this time.
Okay, so come on now.
You fucked up.
Period.
It is water.
That's a toast to our listeners.
Shout out to y'all, because without us, of course without us, right? without y'all, we have no purpose.
You know what I'm saying? Who are
you
we?
Who are we? Who am I?
So, baby, you looking good.
Thank you.
Okay, as usual.
You got on your yellow.
You know.
Lifting the moves.
You feel me?
Yeah.
How you feeling, mind, body, and spirit?
I'm in a good spirit today.
Come on now.
You gotta check in with me every day.
One day at a time.
Cause shit, it might change tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? No, but right now I'm in good spirits. I'm definitely feeling way better than the last time we pressed record on this thing. So,
come on now.
Feeling extremely blessed. Grateful for life, everyday life.
Yes.
Yeah, man, just keeping my spirits high, and, you know, staying in my faith, trusting everything works out in my favor. I think that's so important right now, just like trusting that, you know, nothing has ever ruined or deterred me from, you know, being who I am and showing up as a light. And,
yes.
You know, niggas go through shit, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I'm feeling good. So, baby.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today? Mind, body, and spirit. As well.
I feel really good. I feel amazing. I feel very lighthearted. I feel like I am in my element. I feel like I'm very, like, doing the things that I've always wanted to do. But just was thinking about it, talking about it, but not implementing. I feel like I'm in my show up for myself phase.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. That feels good. So I'm excited about the future, about even about the present. Like, right. Every day I wake up, I'm like, what's going on today?
What's today?
What
gonna
we
give?
Doing? What is going to give?
Nah, yeah,
and cool. And that's just a part of me just practicing being present. So I feel amazing.
Good.
Very blessed.
You look great. You know, when that froze out, my hoe is out. So.
Oh, my goodness.
What type of time we on tonight?
Here you go with that.
You know, your motherfucker gonna be 2 inches in the morning. Hey man, call your girl.
You know it, but are you gonna blow it back out?
I'm gonna blow your back out.
Okay.
The hair part is not my responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You so full of it.
But yeah, what are we talking about today?
So we're gonna get into the hot topics.
What are we talking about today? We don't get into what's been our diet for like a couple months.
It's been that long since we parted?
It might have been. I don't really keep up with this thing, man. I just when we get in the mood, it's time to turn the thing up. But it's been a while.
It's been
I know, because the last time we parted is when the stuff started happening.
Oh, you're right.
So it's almost been 3 months.
Wow.
Maybe 2. I don't know shit. I don't know what's today exactly.
So
exactly,
what's in our diet?
What's in our diet? What have we been consuming?
So one thing that we have been watching is Queens of R&B.
Oh yeah, as of late, Queens of R&B.
Love it.
We're 80s babies. So SWV and Escape.
Absolutely. Okay.
Kind of was like.
Let's get into it.
Adolescence.
SWV or Escape.
You already know who I'm picking.
Who?
Oh, you know what? Now,
I should have changed.
Yeah, I did. Come because on, I always thought SWV was like a little bit older. You know, they was grown.
Yeah.
So I knew all Escape songs.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowingly, I know all of SWV's catalog too.
Yes.
But I always rock with SWV.
Okay. So you switched it up?
No, I never switched it up.
You said Escape. You was like, I was feeling Escape because...
When I was younger. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But I'm going with SWV.
Okay. Okay. You know, I'm going with SWV as well.
Yeah. I just felt like their music was a little bit growner than...
Yeah.
For me, it was like for my cousins that was like a little older than me.
I knew I was going to go with SWV. But then when they did the concert that they showed on the show...
Yeah.
I was like, they was killing it.
We definitely gotta go see Jodeci and SWV this summer. Like,
I'm down.
We gotta
Let's
go.
Do
I
it.
Don't know what Casey and JoJo's giving. I don't. Really
I'm
care.
Singing all the songs.
I'm here for the girls.
Okay.
But the show was cool. Like,
I love the show.
I don't know. Is the show over? I don't know.
It's a lot of tea.
I think it was like 6 episodes
on the show.
Yeah, but and I really love the sisterhood between Escape and. Them, like, you know,
I love the
we
sisterhood.
Talk about that, like the sisters actually beefing, but like Candy and Tiny showing her like sisterhood, and,
yeah,
you know, you don't really see that. You see girls being catty, you just gonna be right. Catty with her, you know what I'm saying? Y'all right. Gonna join forces and be team, we don't fuck with her, but nah, Candy was like, nah, if she come around, we fuck with her,
yeah.
I fuck with that.
I think it's very interesting to see the diva aspect of like. Women in the industry, so yeah. You hear about it.
Well, they had shows about
but,
it. Divas of R&B.
But to see it in that way, especially with Tasha. When she come with her entourage, she be acting funny and like, girl, come on.
I don't know what's going on with Miss Mama.
So,
but when her husband said that she was giving Tina Turner, I was like, oh yeah, I know what the fuck going on in that relationship.
Out of all the people that he could have said.
Yeah, like.
That was weird. What? Yeah, that was he basically that, was subliminally letting us know what type of time
they definitely stole LaToya's money,
right? They
he told us how they did it. They forged the signature and got her social security. Like, he literally told us how they did it
if we was gonna do it.
And then the sister, like, she get on social media like, this not how we supposed to handle things, sweetheart.
Miss,
sometimes you gotta drop receipts. Remember I said that? Sometimes you gotta put the address on the thing.
Sometimes you have to drop receipts.
So people know, stop fucking playing with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll play with you until you put the address on the thing.
Yeah, they'll play in your face. For sure. For sure. That's why I'm sub to it.
I'll sub to it. Because I be daring. I'll act, but people act oblivious. When you sub tweet, it get there faster.
I'll sub tweet.
When you sub tweet, it get there faster. When you act, it's like, oh, I had so many mentions, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, bitch.
Somebody gonna screenshot this and send it to you.
Oh, okay.
And then you're gonna be saying my name like Destiny's Child. Shout out to LSU, Angel Reese.
Come on now.
Flaje.
Come on now.
What was the little shorty? I forgot her name, but she was pulling up. Number 45. She was pulling up.
That was
up.
One of the most entertaining basketball games.
Hey, and I forgot everybody's name. I didn't been drinking, so. But Iowa. What was her name? Number 22?
Smoking on an Iowa pack tonight.
Smoking on that Iowa pack tonight. I was sick of this shit. They pulled up, though.
Yeah, they did.
For real. They did. And Angel Reese be popping her shit. And they was mad as hell because she did the... Come on, man. That go back all this time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And when you... I'm sorry. When you a winner... You supposed to pop your shit.
You pop your shit. Listen, I'm all for popping your shit, and I can't stand for people to try to, like, tell folks to be humble and do all that.
Oh, my God.
For what?
What do y'all be achieving? What is the achievement, the secret achievement that you get for telling people to be humble? I want to know. Like, I was contemplating this before that game. I want to know, what is the achievement that I don't see? I ain't never seen. I don't tell people to be humble. One. So right. That's probably why I never seen it.
Yeah.
But people that also have spewed that, I don't be seeing no achievements either. So I don't
man,
know. Maybe it's
pop your shit. Here's
pop
the thing.
Your shit.
One of my mentors said, brag. She was like, brag because other people need to know that it could be done. On this level.
Not for real.
You know what I'm saying? They need to see it. They need to know that it can be done. So yeah, pop
be
your
proof.
Shit.
And yeah. Then they have this thing where they say, like, older black women tend to, you know, want to humble people, and y'all be younger than us talking that shit.
I don't know what's up with that.
Y'all be younger than us. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, we've been lived for a long time. Like, we always talk about, like, when we was younger and shit. I say, yeah. Ashley, how long you been that girl? Like, when did you know you was that girl?
At the womb. Like, yeah.
And me, Will.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been here before, so.
So.
I don't know. Oh, Monique. Shout out to Monique, man. Y'all try to play with Auntie Monique, too.
Who's trying to play with Auntie
Monique?
You
know the internet try to play with? She said, cancel Netflix. I personally didn't cancel Netflix.
I did not cancel Netflix, although Netflix can get canceled.
But shout out to Monique. We watched the comedy special. I seen a lot of people saying they ain't really laugh or she was cussing too much. And I was like, y'all must ain't never. Y'all know who
she
Monique
is? She was cussing too much. Yeah. See, people don't know Monique.
People just be hating for no reason.
They
like,
do. They will find something.
What? And then I said she ain't offend nobody, so that's why it ain't really good.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah, I really loved the storytelling of it all because she did say once I'm done with this show, you will really know who I am and why I pop off how I pop off because y'all not finna fuck with me. And I get it. And I'm like, I feel like I knew her after that segment. I think it was great. And it wasn't gut busting funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of the shit was like,
it wasn't good. It wasn't good, but it wasn't funny. But it was good.
But I feel like what Monique did, it showed us why she got an Oscar. Like, why she's a comedian with an Oscar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So we just watched some more, right?
We watched some more.
Which one was best?
Ooh.
And be honest.
Some more was funnier.
She was.
Some more was funnier.
She was
funnier.
If we talk
about stand-up.
Okay, we're talking about comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some more was funnier.
Yeah, yeah. She was. But
these were the queens of comedy. So they was in the same vein. But to me, what Monique did was set herself apart from the comedians. And she said, drama.
Because we don't know if those tears was acting or not.
At times, I was like, you know.
Are these tears real?
You know, I can make the tears come, though, so.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Especially if I'm talking about some traumatic ass shit. For
so,
sure.
Okay, so since we're talking about comedians and women, can we talk about Lanelle in the bathtub?
What are we talking about? The OnlyFans?
With the OnlyFans.
Hey, man.
Kaya roasted her so bad.
Kaya needs to be a comedian.
Kaya, she told Lanelle, hey, if you need me to write some material.
Yeah, she needs to be a comedian.
Holla at me.
Because I don't know what the YouTube dollars are doing.
Lanelle was in that tub, washing her breasts with that rag. I was done. She needs.
Are you gonna subscribe?
I'm not subscribing.
Me either. But I love Lanelle. But I see why she always play a stereotypical type of person. Cause like,
that's what, she, yeah. What it's easy doing? To just be yourself.
Right.
So.
And she said she used to be a whore. So what do we?
She said she was a whore.
Didn't she say she used to be a whore?
I don't know. Maybe you heard something.
Yeah, I watched Room Champs.
Okay.
All right, let's get into my segment.
Hood politics.
Let's see what's going on around the world, shall we? So, first thing I have is the feds. The federal government basically is saying that they won't file charges in the Shaquilla Robinson's death. Now, if y'all remember, Shaquilla Robinson was the young lady who went on a trip to Cabo, Mexico with her friends. They got into a fight. We saw the viral video. Well, I didn't really watch the whole video because I don't really watch fight videos, but they got into a fight apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican authorities said that she had a fractured spine or broken neck, because you know something going on with her where somebody broke her neck, I guess, in the fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the kids actually came back home. I said the kids, the people, her friends, yes, came back home and basically been living their life carefree, where the federal government stepped in because this is an international case. Did some deeper investigation and said that the autopsy reports that they did were not the same as the ones that the Mexican authorities provided. And so they said there's not enough evidence to charge the friends in her death.
Wow.
I'm sure we're gonna get more about the case in upcoming, you know, months and so.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always know that like the court of public opinion is like that matters so deeply, but sometimes, you know, we got to see what's really going on.
Yeah.
Not saying that the friends are innocent, but I do think it's weird that the feds are saying, like, we not. And they probably, you know, relationships with Mexico right now are not the best between America and Mexico.
That's true.
So, you know, we got to keep that dollar spending, because we know that the relations between America, I believe there's about 5 places that are now saying that they are not accepting U.S. currency. And we also see countries moving away from getting oil from us. So I'm pretty sure that everything is political. So this has something to do with, you know, America not wanting to spoil the relationship with Mexico, as we do know that, you know, that's been volatile over the years. Bob Lee, the founder of Cash App, was stabbed.
Yeah.
I think like a day later, there was news that the government is now releasing app similar to Cash App, which will allow you to send payments, get payments processed faster between peer to peer. You know, which Cash App was kind of like one of the first before Zelle was Cash App, right?
Right.
So now they have like FedNow or, you know, a service that's going to allow you to do that. But of course they found the person that stabbed Bob Lee, and happens to be acquaintance. So it doesn't look like it was shady business. It actually looks like it was personal violence like we thought. Right. Let's see what else. We got the Freaknik doc.
Come on, Freaknik.
The Freaknik doc is hitting Hulu soon. There's a lot of discourse happening on Twitter between men and women. Men are basically saying that your freaky ass mamas and your freaky ass aunties are going to be exposed with the Hulu doc. And women are basically saying that we're going to actually see that a lot of our uncles and dads were fucking predators. But I don't know if they are the same argument as
a lot. What are your thoughts about this? Is it freaky ass aunties and aunts and mamas? Or is it rapey men? Is it freaky aunties and mamas? Or is it rapey men?
So, I'm just gonna put it out there.
Okay.
It's rapey men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of women who don't understand sexual assault and sexual abuse.
Hmm.
So, when we call young girls fags, when we call women hoes, when we call them freaky, sometimes we don't understand that they've experienced some type of sexual abuse. And so, they don't even know that y'all being rapey.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I think men take advantage of that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? They right. don't fucking know, because nobody's teaching men not to rape.
Yeah.
They teach women how to be respectable women, how to, you know, avoid this, and it does not stop women from being raped.
Right.
And so I think it's rapey men
uh-huh.
who have also probably been, you know, subjected to sexual assault.
Absolutely.
And it's women who do not know they're being sexually assaulted.
Mm.
And you know, when, like, I talked to my mama about Kappa, mm-hmm. and of course she wouldn't have known damn Freaknik, or mm-hmm. she might have been. I don't know. I need to call her mama. Do you got any stories? Nah, I'm just saying. But you know, I talked to her about this shit, and like, my cousins was at Kappa. I think I ended up at Kappa one time, but I was so young.
I think that it's both. I think it was rapey men and freaky aunties.
Yeah,
I do. I think that the freaky aunties wanted to feel sexually liberated, sexy, pop they pussy on a handstand without getting somebody's finger stuck in their vagina. You know what I'm saying? You want to pop pussy, but don't touch me. You feel me?
Right. But a lot of them didn't have the
and
autonomy.
That's pretty much it. It was freaky women putting themselves in these positions to be around rapey ass men that's gonna like take their clothes off, pull on them, and I think you was popping pussy in a circle, right? And then like these animals get too out of control.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You like to dance?
I do.
You like to twerk?
Right.
You like to pop pussy?
Yes.
Does that necessarily mean when you get around a crowd that you want to be touched?
That's the first thing I said. Freaky aunties that want to pop pussy.
That make you freaky
because
you
want to
pop
being
pussy?
Touched.
Do you think that make you freaky because that's what you want to do?
You call them freaky aunties. I'm just piggybacking off of what you call
I
them.
Said, this is the discourse is happening.
Oh, it's a discourse.
Rapey men and freaky
now you a little freaky. You a little freaky. If you popping pussy in at the Freaknik on the top of
that,
the car, like
I'm
you're
only
vulgar.
Saying that because it's a lot of women
you
who
damn
probably
sure ain't, like,
wasn't popping pussy that was getting taken advantage of. Still.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is just because you pop pussy and that's what you do, do that make you a freak? Do that mean you want to get freaked out?
You don't want to get freaked out. That's what I'm saying. If women can have full autonomy over their body, look how they want to look, dress how they want to dress, pop they pussy, and be respected at the same time, that's what we want. We don't want, because I look like this,
that you gotta be
that
freaky.
Mean you be disrespectful. You can be freaky. Freaky not a bad, let's talk about, freaky not a bad thing.
But in this
you
context, you know what you're talking about, right?
Yes, freaky.
Because we're saying freaky aunties and rapey niggas. If you
the
saying
freak
freaky is not
ain't
a,
the freak nigga without freaks.
Hold on. You saying rapey niggas and freaky aunties, when I said that, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting them at the the men are saying the freaky aunties and freaked out.
I'm not giving women no halo and no the saying men, they saints.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not doing that.
What I'm saying is, do you think they're comparable?
No.
That a freaky auntie is comparable to a rapey?
Hell
okay.
No.
Okay.
So I think an auntie can be freaky because the girls are scared. Okay. I already seen one auntie come on Twitter. Yeah.
And she was fine.
She
show us the video.
Clutching her pearls. She like, I done did some things.
She was bad.
So it's a freaky auntie.
I'm sorry.
It's a freaky auntie that was like, girl, you might see me grow in an uncompromising position. You feel
Yeah.
Okay, but it don't
But looking
give
back, they
no
probably like
right.
You know.
Hey man, I feel like this make for good stories. Not if you were assaulted in any kind of way, but if you say, you know what, I was out there, I was fine as fuck, I was doing my thing, popping my pussy.
I fucked 9 niggas on accident.
Chill. Anyway,
auntie, you did what? This is me. You know I'm getting the story. So you was doing what?
Yeah, you gonna be all of in the business. But yeah, like I said, I agree with you. It does not give men the right to touch women if they do not approve to be touched.
That's like when Erykah Badu said the girls gotta wear longer skirts when she was defending R. Kelly. I'm like, damn.
No, I don't agree with that. I even feel like in relationship,
one thing she gonna do is put that big ass hat in her mouth every now and then. She gonna
listen,
put it dead in her shit. Just
I even feel like in relationship and in marriage, consent.
Oh, absolutely.
Because some people be in relationships and marriages thinking like that the pussy is just automatically yours and that she wants to have sex with you. And so maybe she don't.
And she ain't entitled to
it. And you should ask. And so that's just that.
And that's Hood Politics for Court.
Come on now. How did I get into your hood politics?
Hey, man, that's
how it goes. So we're getting into holistic wellness. So, in celebration of spring, because spring has sprung, we are up in it. One thing that I did was I started a balcony garden. So I live in a city. We city girls right now. We country city girls right now. And I always wanted to grow my own fruits and veggies. And it's kind of feels like it's impossible because we stay in an apartment. And I was like, no, I'm not letting that hold me back. I went and got me some things and I'm starting to grow okra, grape tomatoes, and basil. And so I say this to say, start something new. Do something you feel like you don't have the resources and all the things that you need to do that thing that you've been thinking about doing. Start doing it in the space with the means that you can do it. So that means like if you want to be a photographer but you don't have the money for the camera, start learning how to work the technology of the camera. Like start working on that. Start editing pictures. You know, do the things that you can do in your means. And then when you get your camera, you will already be ahead.
Let me tell you, before we ever had one camera,
mm-hmm.
We had an iPhone.
Absolutely.
All pictures, all videos that you ever see that have went viral from us came from an iPhone.
Absolutely.
I'm not bullshitting. Yeah, we don't even take pictures with our camera.
Every now and then. But really, really we just use.
Start where you are.
Yeah. And this is the season to do that. So go ahead and plant those seeds, whatever they look like, things that you want to see come to fruition, things that you want to harvest later in the future. Go ahead and just start now. If you're thinking about something you ain't never done before and you feel like it's out of your reach, find a way that you can do it in your means for spring. So let's align ourselves with spring and do something new. If you do that thing, tell me. I want to know.
Yeah, whatever the newness is.
Yeah, tell us and let us know what you start. And that's my holistic wellness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. We always appreciate Ashes, whatever the fuck you do. We fucks with it. We do. So getting into this episode, man.
Come on now.
I think we've changed this episode a few times and just trying to see which direction we want to go in.
Yeah.
And we landed on love addiction.
Child, because it's a lot of tea.
So a love addiction is a condition where individuals often fall in love and become deeply attached to someone who fails to return their love and affection. Are you a love addict?
Are you potentially running away your person because you're a love addict? The love is, it's overbearing.
You need it so deeply. You need it so deeply.
So we're going to get into it. I find this topic to be very interesting because when you think of love, you don't think that you can have too much of it.
Right. That was my first thing. It's like, wait a minute, maybe I'm a love addict. Maybe I'm addicted to love because I only want to be around loving people. I don't want to be around love avoiding people. But
yeah, mm-hmm.
I was wrong. Mm-hmm. That is not what makes a love addict.
So
what are some characteristics
I wrote down
of somebody
a few
with
things.
A love addiction?
So for one, it would be obsessing over romantic relationships, centering your relationship around your whole life. So that means if you get a boo, nobody else and nothing else matters to you. You don't talk to your friends no more. Don't even.
I ain't say nothing.
You don't do the things that you used to do. You don't get into yourself. It's just all about your person. Another thing, the inability of being alone. Can you be alone? Can you just not be in a relationship and be fine with that and be happy with that? Emotional codependency, to where you need the love from your partner to feel loved. The love of yourself is like not enough. And also staying in toxic, abusive relationships for the love of it. But you getting your ass whooped.
Do you got some motherfucking symptoms?
All right,
you've reached the right motherfucking caller, the right podcasters, because we gonna help you out with that. Now, when it comes to having a love addiction, everybody want to be loved, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't think that there's one person out here that you say, do you want to be in love, or do you want to love someone, or you want somebody to love you, that they gonna say, hell no, like, nah, I don't want that.
I never
want
to be loved.
So, it's human nature to want this feeling.
Yeah.
But you have to beware because a lot of people take advantage of that. And so we've had a conversation about how soon is too soon to tell the person that you are dating certain things about your life.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are narcissistic people out here who actually prey on certain things mm-hmm. that you give them. Love addictions can be tough, right?
Yeah.
I guess when you are searching for something that you think you need, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of stuff comes from like childhood and emotional abuse and sexual abuse. You don't even realize that that's something that you are longing for.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I think trauma warps our brains so much that we all might have a little touch of love addiction.
I think we do.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we all have a little touch of love addiction. Of love
it's like four or types.
Where it show up.
Yeah, for sure.
So when I was reading like some of the things of like what's some telltale signs, I'm like, damn, is this me? Because I definitely feel like some of the things I can relate to.
Yeah.
So if you feel like some of the things like, well, damn, am I this type of person? Then, hey, this is the time to acknowledge that you just may have an issue. Right. I think one of the top things is where it becomes toxic is hopping in and out of a lot of relationships fast.
I've been diagnosing people like that.
Like, every time you get in a relationship, first of all, your relationships don't last because you're always, like, looking for that high.
Yeah.
Of the romance, the love, the sparks, the flames, the... You
and then
know,
when you
that
don't get that, you like
phase.
Move on to the next that's gone.
Yeah, that gives you that.
Hopefully
that
provides
rush.
That. Yeah.
And then each person you feel deeply and madly in love about, they're your twin flame and your soulmate and your BFF.
One day we gonna do a no, we can't do a full podcast on soulmates and twin flames. But one day we gonna touch on like, what does this really mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've been wanting to know.
Because you want to know?
I'm getting my research back. I'm gonna find out. I've been wanting. Like I used to say that Ash was my soulmate and my twin flame. I used to say that. It was a lot of things that I probably adopted.
Yeah.
Once we started, you know, getting into certain spaces.
So do you feel differently now?
I think we soulmates for sure.
Yeah.
And if I subscribe to the twin flame theory, I think we are twin flames as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it becomes flawed when you start applying it to everybody.
Well, the thing about it is, I think people romanticize twin flames.
Yeah.
And twin flames is literally, when you think of a flame, do you think of something?
It's disastrous.
Sweet and loving and soft and
no.
Like it's a reflection. It really holds a mirror up to you and say, hey, this is how you are.
When I think of a flame, I just think of destruction and I think of moths.
Mm.
And so that's the only reason why I would say like we are, because the way people will crash and burn to be attached to your flame.
Yeah.
They crash and burn to be attached to my flame.
Yeah.
And I hate it for them because like I'm so easy, but I'm so not with the shits.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you don't give me reason to burn you, I won't burn you.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as you like, I'm going to spice. You know the sound they make.
You crazy. That's a lot. That's a lot.
But yeah.
But I think with love addiction, too, a lot of people get themselves in very toxic relationships of being abused. Mm-hmm. For one, because you think it's love.
Right.
You're so addicted to it. Do you know sometimes a person try to get your attention by saying something negative to you?
Oh yeah. That's what trolling. That's the art of trolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
In a love addiction, in that type of dynamic,
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with somebody that usually is love avoidant.
Yes.
And so the more love that you show them, the further that they pull away, the more toxic they become to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that draws you closer because something in you says, I can change you.
Yeah.
And I can make you be a lover like me.
Yeah.
And that's when it becomes an addiction because you spend the nature of your relationship trying to get somebody to love you.
Yeah.
Like you love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It is. Like it when is. You think about it, because people do it unintentionally and people do it intentionally.
Yeah.
And you can't decipher. It's like when we were talking about Monique. We don't know if she acting or not. Shit. Sad. Shit, I'm crying. I hope this
like,
you
is
know,
she,
it's Monique, so it's like, I don't know. It's really.
Right.
Know? But
right,
yeah.
Right. Right.
That's what sucks. It's like you can't decipher between is this person doing this unintentionally? Are they going to ever come around?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing with love addiction. You stay thinking that this person will come around.
Yeah.
That this person will change, because if I love them enough, they will change, right?
They will change, right.
And they never do.
And we always talk about how love is not enough.
Oh. We got an episode. Let me do my research.
We definitely got an episode on that. Y'all get into it.
Not for real.
But
because we understand that, right?
Absolutely. And I think just the master disaster for a couple is a person who love bombs.
Oh my god.
And a love addict.
Oh my god.
Those two people together,
disastrous couple.
But
what's so fascinating is they usually attract each other.
Yeah, of course
they attract each other.
Of course,
like,
because if I want love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a love addict, I'm gonna think that everything that you're doing, showering me with gifts,
mm-hmm.
telling me how you don't want to be with nobody else but me, mm-hmm. I'm the love of your life,
mm-hmm.
that you're gonna die without me,
right?
And I'm like, yes,
I need that,
right? Until the love bomber puts you in a situation where they not loving you no more, you know,
right?
And
or they can't love you. They actually cannot love you. So when we talk about love, and we've had this written down as a episode, unconditional love, Mm-hmm. Once that love has some asterisks on it, because you feel like they've been loving you unconditionally through all your flaws as a love addict.
Yeah.
You say, I'm fucked up, but this motherfucker's still here.
Still loving.
Even though they can't show me the love I need, they right. still here. Yes. Sometimes we mistake the presence for love. Mm-hmm. You just being here is enough to show me that you love me.
Yes.
Not doing for me, not caring for me, not actually loving me and yeah. showing me that you love me, but you being here is enough is to enough. Mistake that for love.
For love, yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Then you get in a situation where a motherfucker really gotta show you.
Yeah.
And it's not there. Because you never really showed me. You
with just was the, with, here. Not with tangible things, you know?
You just was here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's when it's like, oh, okay. So when you talk about unconditional love, it's not really real. Mm. It's only so many people that may have unconditional love for you.
Yeah.
Your parents and your children.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody else love should have some type of condition to it.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Tell me more.
Because like you say, I was looking, but I, you know, I'm drunk. But we have an episode where love is not enough, and we talked about it, right? Yeah. So the reason why love is not enough is because love has conditions, and it should have conditions.
You know what? You're right about that. Because with a parent, your child don't have to love you back Mm-mm. for you to love them. Mm-mm. And you have...
I'm going to go through hell and high water.
You have children that become murderers in their parents.
They innocent. They you innocent. Know, Sankey bite somebody's face off. He's fucking innocent. That's my son.
That's my baby.
Free him.
He didn't do one thing.
He didn't do one thing. They lied. They lied on my son. Because he black.
Okay, no. I feel no, you on that. Me. I do.
Because we think that if a person doesn't love us unconditionally, something wrong with them.
Yeah.
But if you expect me to love you unconditionally without holding you accountable, without... having standards without setting boundaries
come
with
on
the love,
talk about it.
You must have lost your motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
And you
yeah,
must
yeah.
be out your motherfucking
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, love definitely should not be unconditional.
Yeah, it takes more than love.
Yeah, because there's certain things that you still have to put into play.
Yeah,
in relationship, in marriage, absolutely. To where if you're doing certain things,
it's not.
I don't
going,
approve
bro.
Of that. I don't approve of that. Mm-hmm. I can't be in relationship or in marriage with you or in love with you being XYZ kind of person. If no. you feel like that is not connected with your morals, your beliefs, certain things that you're like, that is not acceptable. So I totally agree with you on that. Okay. Okay, my girl.
Thank you for
the few things that we want to touch on with. If you find yourself being a love addict, mm-hmm. you have a love addiction. You want to get up out of it.
It sucks. But it's just like an alcohol addiction. It's just like compulsive.
Yeah.
Some type of yeah. compulsive behavior. They're literally in the same vein. It's just when we think about love, we think like, oh.
Right. You, it's yeah. like, it's sweet, it's loving, you're not doing anything wrong.
I even thought of love as a trauma response.
Oh.
Yeah, remember I told you that? I was like, damn, I think I was careful and loved as a trauma response. Well, I probably picked that up. The trauma, everything is trauma, right?
Uh-huh.
But I probably did pick that up. But I do definitely think, like, the love and tenderness that I've been shown, that I was shown as a child, came as a response from, like, neglect and, like... Mm. abuse and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's like, I don't want you to feel that, so I'm finna give you all this and I'm finna pour into you.
Yeah.
And I didn't lack because of it. I think it made me a great person.
You're a wonderful person.
But I definitely think, you know, somebody had to get stepped on.
Damn.
For me to get.
And sometimes it's the ways of life.
It is. Some of us are here to break the generational curses, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so tricky because, of course, when you are in love, you're not thinking that if I love a person and I show them attention, affection, love, I let them know I want them. You know, I'm attentive. I, you know, personal time with them, quality time. You're doing all the things. You don't think that that is being a love addict. And it's not until it's extreme.
Right. It's not until your whole life centers around.
Yeah. It's not until it's an extreme thing where it is keeping you from doing your everyday thing, living your everyday life, and also allowing your partner to live their everyday life.
Right. And also, because we're talking, what you said was from a partner perspective, right?
Yeah, right.
Sometimes the search of love, always needing love, always having to find a partner. Let me just find anybody. I just want somebody. I just need somebody. And that leads you to having 5 partners in a year. Nothing against it. Nothing against it. There's a lot of people nowadays that are poly. Again, this is a different conversation.
But that's why we need to learn courting and dating and getting to know people versus right. hopping
if you are in love with everybody that you have courted, you might be a love addict, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. Like, let's go to rehab.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it could lead to having a sex addiction.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that falls under love addiction, to where, because you feel loved in that moment.
Hypersexuality, you know, could definitely be as a result of having a love addiction. Yes.
So everybody that you meet, you want to jump into bed with them, you know, and you feel like very connected to them, to where you want to give them yourself, and you feel like y'all have this, not with everybody.
You have a bond with everybody.
You know, you don't have a bond with everyone.
Yeah, man. And like I said, it could be a trauma response.
And it's different
response.
When you know you just doing your thing, because it's like I'm finna hit this, quit this, and it is what it is.
Right.
But when you're thinking like, oh, I think we have something, and you like getting all into the, it ain't even all that.
And it's okay.
And it's fine.
I've never been there, but you've been there,
that's okay.
Let you know. So, it's okay. No judgment.
A few things to get yourself out of this addiction is learn to be alone.
Yeah.
Man, being alone makes you strong. I think that everyone at some point in their life should just completely be single and learn yourself, who you are, what you like and what you don't like. Because when you go from one relationship and hop right into another relationship, you don't even get a chance to first heal from the relationship that you were just in. You don't give yourself enough time to get that energy off of you from that person, to learn yourself, actually start to think about who you like, who you don't like, what you're looking for, what you're not looking for. And so I think being alone is a beautiful thing, spending time with self. So that way you know you're in a relationship because you want to be in it and not because you need to be in it. You're not filling a void.
Yeah. I think that's important.
It's very important.
Me personally, I don't know. I've probably been alone. I don't know if I have been alone a long time.
Yeah.
Probably months at a time.
What about a year?
No, I've never been single for a year.
For real?
I'm lying. Since I was like 23.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Before then, of course. Like.
Right. Yeah.
But like 23 was my age of like, okay, I'm starting to date. Intentionally.
Yeah.
Like everything before that was like childish. Right. So from 23, I probably had about 2 girlfriends.
Okay.
I did some things in between.
Yeah.
But
nothing so serious.
Nothing too serious.
I feel you.
You're the most serious thing in my life. I never take anything
serious.
I know
that's
serious.
Fucking right.
Situations, but I don't take anything serious.
Okay, you take me serious.
I got to.
So, period.
That's fragile.
So, another thing is
baby,
self love and self pleasure.
Ashley's a big advocate of self pleasure.
Big advocate for self.
Follow her on OnlyFans.
I'm not on OnlyFans showing
at
so Ashley big
Court.
Juicy coochie.
How you gotta tell them? Like, sometimes you take it too far.
I do take it far, but I'm not on OnlyFans. But self love and self pleasure.
We'll be millionaires. By the way, Uh-oh.
It's a very...
What happened?
Girl trying to adjust myself. It's a really, really good way to get out of the love addiction. Start pouring more into yourself versus...
Yeah, invest in yourself.
Pouring into everybody else. Yeah. Listen, once you start setting the standard, because you like, I take myself here to eat. I do this for myself. I bring in my own coin. You know, I fuck myself really well. Once you start doing all the things for you.
Always gotta take it left.
Excuse me? Once you start doing the things for you, then you know that you're not looking for that in other people. And so what other people bring to you is just like a little cherry on top.
Right.
It's a little icing on the cake.
A little drizzle.
Setting standards. So I really feel like when you set your standards, you find yourself dating less people, fucking less people. And that automatically helps you with your love addiction, because off the rip, you're able to say, no, I don't think this is good for me. It's not the first person that come along is telling you that you're beautiful and they want to be with you. You jumping all over it. You know, somebody's immediately telling you that they love everything about you and they want to be with you for the rest of their life, and you like, hold on, let me
especially if you are someone that's hurt it before. If niggas is spitting the same lines to you,
right,
don't fall for that one nigga that might be doing a little bit more than the other niggas. Like, I already heard this before. So, like...
What else you got?
What else do you got? Like, of course you want to marry me. I got my shit together. What else?
Why would you not?
Why would you not? I'm that girl.
Come
like, be
on.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I think, like, when it comes to, like, being a love addict, there's nothing wrong with wanting love and pursuing love. But you leave yourself open to being taken advantage of when you look at someone who's coming at you with really the bare minimum.
Talk about it.
When you're that girl and somebody says they want to take care of you, that's the bare minimum. I take care of myself.
Come on,
what
man.
Else you got?
What
like,
else?
Let's be clear and let's have more standards and more boundaries for ourselves so that we're not falling for any Joe Smo that's telling us what we want to hear.
Absolutely.
Understand that we are living in a social media era. It's probably like 10 people that I can name that I can send somebody to say this, say that, you're gonna get that girl. Because y'all give so much of yourself to the internet, and you already telling people who to be to date you. And that's what the scary part is that people already know your MO.
Right.
So they can adjust who they are to be with you. It's not hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so be careful with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop giving so much of yourself away. Have some sacred parts to who you are.
Look at yourself as the prize.
Yeah, man. And I'll be telling like a lot of mass women.
You took the words out of my mouth.
You know, that'd be my thing.
Especially for the mass.
Because the women, the feminine women, they gonna woo you with the eyes.
Go ahead.
They gonna woo you with the eyes and the presentation, smelling all good, looking all good. You know what I'm saying?
Girl.
The hair.
Go ahead.
They gonna try to put you between them thighs. But you tell them I am the prize. you get what I'm saying? Bitch, I know what I bring to the table. Matter of fact, come to my table. Come to my table, let's eat. We can eat at your table, but then we can get up and have dessert at my table.
Come on now.
Understanding like dessert. You the prize too. You love the dessert.
I love dessert.
You play with that? A little chocolate.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no filler princess over here.
Baby, what you talking about? I'm talking about dessert.
Oh, shit. Tell me something.
That's what I'm talking about. You too freaky. You know she would have been that freak, Nick. Popping all the, she letting us see all
first
the.
Of all,
God
I
damn!
Went,
God damn! I'm trying to win.
I've like. Not been that freak, Nick. I'm not that kind of girl.
She been freak, Nick.
No shade but, to the freak Nick type of girls, cause I lit.
But let me tell you something too. A message to the feminine women out there.
Yeah.
Recognize when you got a prize. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Cause not. No, seriously. Everybody out here not trying to take advantage of you. everybody not out here wanting your goods. It's some genuine people out here, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if you just showing them that they a good time, they gonna treat you like a fun girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
You know what? I think that the ladies.
Talk to him, please. Help.
What I'm seeing that is that so many girls are trying to be taken care of, and in that,
you get taken advantage of.
Yeah, like
not
that's
all the
a
time.
Whole different topic, though. I feel like, but I'm seeing that a lot for the femmes, or just you know the ladies that date mask or men are looking to be kept. And with that,
y'all better do y'all history. I don't know when black women ain't been housewives for a long time.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's new.
Well, here's the thing. If you so happen to meet a person and fall in love with that person, and they so happen to be coined and want to take care of you, then yes, girl, yes, Miss Girl. But that should not be on your
black
list.
Women are becoming the highest earners, you know? In America. Black women,
come on now. So
it don't matter how they dress,
money don't even.
I know women that dress like me that got that coin.
Yeah,
are you the girl that they want? Probably not. You the fun girl. I'm just keeping it real.
Come on, fun girl.
If you show a nigga that you just want to have a good time, they gonna treat you like a fun girl, and that's
yeah.
Facts. Like, I'm not trying to wife nobody that's. You fuck my friend. You fuck my cousin.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
This be the track history. It's just facts.
It's true.
If you act like the fun girl, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with being a fun girl.
And let me.
Because it's time and place.
Let's touch on that though, right quick.
Especially if you are calling the shots. Yes.
Nothing is wrong with that. But if you out here wanting a partner. Be the boss. You know what guys say, like, the women are too masculine because they threatened by a woman with assertion and they own money.
Right.
Let's be real.
Right.
The only reason why men are calling women masculine is because they making their own money and they can tell you what to do.
Call me on shots.
The problem is sometimes you need to listen. Because I'm going to let my wife tell me what to do if she know what I'm supposed
and
to do.
And same here.
I'm stubborn.
Same here. Because we both know you have good qualities. I have
I'm
good
stubborn,
qualities.
I'm stubborn, though. Sometimes
and
I
know when I
listen.
Need to listen.
No, you don't. That's a lie.
And I know when I need to shut
up. We're not going to bring our problems to this podcast because we say we're not going to do that.
Okay. But I be knowing.
You be knowing, but you don't be practicing.
That's not true. That's not true, best friend.
okay.
So all right.
No, but yeah, it's important. It's important though.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you have a love addiction, it's not too late. Seek help.
Seek help.
Seek therapist.
You could be in a relationship.
Because
right you could be in a marriage.
So many people, bro.
You could be in a marriage with a love addiction.
The people don't be liking you, okay? They don't like you. And you just hop from people to people to people to people to people to people to people. And it's like, no. You love bumming them.
But that's
you making
thing,
them love you.
That's one thing. But also, there's people in relationship and in marriage who have a love addiction who is leaning on so much. Okay. Leaning on so much love and attention and support from their partners.
Let's talk about
to where it's overbearing and it's overwhelming for the partner. Yes, babe, you look amazing. Yes, babe, I love your hair like that. Yes, babe, yes, we could. Like,
there's,
it's too okay.
So
much.
Decipher the difference between there's nothing wrong with seeking validation.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but some things are.
But
excessive.
If the only validation you get is from your partner, there's a problem.
Validate yourself. You have to validate
there's
yourself.
There's a problem. For sure.
You know, because you have to allow your partner to organically and naturally say, babe, you look amazing today.
Yeah.
Without saying, you like this? What you think about that? You know what I mean? It's sexy to have your own confidence.
Yeah.
And
well, sometimes
put on
you
something.
Be so upset that I don't recognize your eyebrows and it's like they look the damn same. You're like, you didn't even notice my eyebrows. I'm like, no, bro, what the fuck am I supposed to
know? I would
notice?
Never put you in that category because like,
I pay attention to that.
You pay attention to me.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, you do that so good.
Baby, stop.
And I thank
We're
you for that.
We're still filming.
We're filming. But I'm just saying, you're like amazing with being attentive.
That's because I'm attentive.
And reaffirming me.
Well, thank you.
So thank you for that.
But I wish all my love addicts just, I be wanting to wrap y'all up because y'all need it. And people that's in a relationship with people that's avoiding, I peep that too. It's,
yeah.
It's okay though.
It's all right.
I feel like we all have our trials that we go through.
Yeah.
As relationships, in relationship, as people, as you are vulnerable to the world for us to be, you know, maybe wrong about your situation.
Yeah.
I don't be wrong, though.
Here we go.
It come around. But
I definitely know that this is something that probably stems from childhood trauma. Like they say, our love languages are the things that we lacked in our childhood.
Right.
And so once you start to pay attention to the patterns and the things, then you can start fueling yourself and filling yourself up with the things that you need to feel loved. And so that way you can appreciate other people loving you and it not be a demand.
Yeah.
So,
y'all, we have a book. We have a journal on Amazon, Amazon.com. You can just look it up. Love Yours. A journal that helps couples, you know, pretty much answer questions that may be uncomfortable between you guys. It's no gender or any of that type of language in it. And while it's breaking up, it has broken up couples. It's definitely helping to keep couples together. And sometimes you just realize y'all not on the same page. And that's okay, too.
That's right? All right.
Don't look at anything as a loss.
Yeah.
Learn from every relationship. You learn so much about yourself in relationship with other people. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all check that out.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate y'all for listening to Hood and Holistic Podcast. And
absolutely.
Keeping us on the airways, man. I'd be impressed by some of the numbers I'd be seeing. I'd be like, damn.
Thank you. Y'all, so
appreciate y'all so much.
Again,
you can find me at The Seafood Diet on Instagram, Seafood Diet, CEEFOODDIET on Twitter.
And you can find me Word to My Afro on Instagram and on Twitter. That's Word number 2, My Afro.
Hood and Holistic, Hood X Holistic Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. We're dropping clips on there. Also on YouTube, Hood X Holistic. You can find the full video on there.
Check us out.
Leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, share.
And keep the conversation going.
Please keep the conversation
going. Like,
are you a love addict? Are you a recovering love addict? Do you have any type of insight to give to people who may be struggling with love addiction?
Yeah.
Let us know, man. Drop us a comment. And, you know, you never know. We might just do a little reel.
Your
comment.
Thank y'all for tapping in.
Appreciate it.
Peace.